MojoCon 2016. I'm walking amongst the tools, the technology, the shiny stuff, and I'm only picking up the smaller items which are either going to revolutionize the way a mobile journalist works, or a device that does more than one thing, because you know how lazy I am carrying backpacks of gear. And I'm stood here with an inventor of some technology that does just this. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Mornay Shari. I'm the CEO of LumaCube.
Now, LumaCube was invisible to me before I came here. You must be all over the internet because of what you have invented. Can you explain what it is and why it came to being?
Sure. It's LumaCube is the world's first Bluetooth off-camera flash and video light for just about every image-capturing device out there. They work with iPhones, Androids, drones, DSLRs, GoPros, sports cameras, high-end broadcast cameras as far as JVC, Panasonic, etc. And, they're a perfect professional light, but at the same time, we address almost every market, realizing that these imaginists, as I call them, the people who work in imagery, that they need light. And I remember carrying around, light stands and heavy batteries, and nobody enjoyed that side of being creative, if you will. So why did I come up with it? I basically was reading over and over again that the iPhone 3, 4, 5, 6, GoPros 2, 3, 4, and 5 all had a very similar problem. And that was horrible performance in low light. And they had been mentioning this for about a decade. And at that point I realized, hang on, surely somebody solved this problem by creating a light for it. And not just a light, a smart light. And upon further review, there was none. And so I actually didn't act first. It's about 3 years later, because I was still head of business for Nick Software at the time.
And Nick Software, the developers of Snapseed. So
correct.
You've got a history in photo capture.
Yeah, I used to be the head of business for Virtus Tech Fluid Mask, Nick Software, Athentech, a whole bunch of software companies out there in photo space. And I kind of just knew what we needed, a high-quality photo light that was portable, durable, and easily usable. So our lights are used by professionals who like the Bluetooth control to place their lights around their subject, and while looking through the lens of their camera, they adjust their lights on the phone till they like what they see. So allowing portrait photographers to do a 200-shot portrait shoot in 30 minutes, including setup, whereas a person, a photographer shooting with flash, is going to take about 30 minutes to set up their lights.
Can you explain, because all of the functions and the stuff you are saying, what it does, it might not be evident to somebody who sees the objects because it's tiny.
Yes.
So can you talk us through the size, the construction, because it's pretty heavy duty. And in the name of balance, can I say there are other devices like this available on the market, or are you really the only one?
We are the only one. We address so many markets that there's solutions for each one of those markets, but there's nothing that's a solution for all markets.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have torches. They say torch over here in the United States. Yep, we say flashlight.
Yep. Whereas a torch in some countries is a flaming stick, which I don't advise for health and safety reasons.
Absolutely. So, we look at GoPro, and there were some GoPro lights, but not waterproof to 33 meters, not 1,500 lumens.
It's got a smaller footprint than the GoPro, the latest GoPro, hasn't it? But about the same as the cube.
It's about the same size as the session. It's a 1.25-inch cube.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is in centimeters, but it's small. It fits in your pocket. We looked at all the devices in the market that we could apply great light to. Drones, we now have people light painting with drones, which is some of the most incredible imagery you'll see. Long exposure, so you have night shots that you can entirely light with just two little cubes and a long exposure. But then again, it's also teaching the youth about off-camera flash, the proper way to light photos so they can now shoot with their iPhone and our app that every time they take a picture, the Loom Cubes will flash. And you can connect up to 100 Loom Cubes to one phone, so you can get incredibly creative. Additionally, the GoPro users, they've always been lacking light, so now you can scuba and snorkel with these because they do go down to 100 feet or 33 meters, but at the same time, you can run them over with a truck and they won't break. They're solid aluminum construction and they weigh about 3 ounces each, but pumping out, you know, 750 lux at a meter and 350 lux at 3 meters.
That sounds like weaponized light.
It really is, and it's funny you say that. We've been approached by some of the military types, especially for riot shields, because you can't fight what you can't look at.
Wow.
So,
So hang on, you're equipping both sides.
Yeah.
Because normally the journalists are stuck in the middle of that.
Right.
So now you're saying it has defensive properties as well.
Absolutely.
You can't truncheon what you can't look at.
I know, I've even had a guy from New York call me up and go, "Hey, you guys, I love your lights." And I said, "Well, why?" And he goes, "Well, I'm a plumber. And it's the flashlight that doesn't roll away." And I'm like amazed, because we keep it affordable and high quality, and it's just really been adopted so quickly over the internet. The reason you probably haven't seen us is we're a year old.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I've seen something which may have, on passing through the Twitter timeline, been your device. I when I'm training a lot, I will say, you know, go where the light is or take it with you. And there are limited, you know, options until now, it seems, that you can actually take with you. And I'm really excited to see how this pans out and how small, for example, twin light photo stroke video studio could be, because it looks like you've made it pocketable.
Absolutely. You know, we're finding like those professional photographers who want to go shoot in nature that can't carry five light stands, five, you know, expensive lights, 600, you know, euro each approximately. And then along with their batteries or a generator, it's taking the creativity out of creativity. It's making it hard work. Whereas in a small camera bag, you can go ahead and bring your camera, five Loom Cubes and some Joby stands, and connect them to just about anywhere you want. And then, as I said, while looking through the lens, adjusting your lights till you see the image that's in your mind. And that's a unique way of doing things. You know, photography shouldn't be difficult. It should be allowing you just to be creative. And on the broadcast side, at the same time, you know, a lot of people are broadcasting with mobile phones these days, whether it be Facebook Live or Periscope, etc. And there is actually no selfie flash or video light. So we provide that as well. So now wherever you are, because you can't just broadcast only during the daytime. So if you're in low light or in the evenings, utilize our lights to go ahead and shine your beautiful face while you tell the internet how great you are.
So what's next and where can people find you? Because I did see a piece of technology which was quite lightweight and looked very similar to what you have now. Are you allowed to talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. It actually releases in 3 weeks. It's mainly for mobile or life experience. Something to carry around with you. It's half the size of a Loom Cube. It's 1,000 lumens. It's called the Loomy. So the little brother to the Loom Cube.
Still waterproof.
Yeah, still waterproof to 10 meters, not 33 meters.
Yeah,
so
I don't often go further than 8 in my massive bath at home.
So basically, I mean, it's the Loom Cube is your ultimate adventure light, or to take you wherever you're going in the
world.
Get
you home from the pub.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was a Marine for 6 years, and so equipment was very important to us. I've made it durable, usable, and easily accessible. So I tried to do the same thing with Loom Cube, with all the equipment I used in the Marines. So when you're in those tough areas like Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria, wherever it may be, you're not carrying around huge bloody flashes. You literally have a handful of these and you're good to go.
And, you know, you're speaking from a perspective where your life depended on your kit working.
Absolutely. And, you know, so our life does as Imaginus, as I say. Reason being is you're only as good as your last content.
Yeah.
And you have to keep putting out top quality, except we just don't charge top price for that. For the same price of one flash, you can have an entire studio.
Yeah, that's crazy good. Any other technology here as an inventor yourself that has impressed you, MojoCon?
Yeah, I mean, everything here is impressive. I just love entrepreneurs. I love people who fix problems. You know, I think Steve Jobs said it best. You may not like the people who put square pegs through round holes, but you have to respect them because they're crazy enough to think they can change the world, and those are the ones who do. So everybody here is amazing, to be honest with you. Whether I utilize them or not, they're solving solutions for you guys, and that's kind of cool.
Very much so. So I guess if people want to find the company online, it's loomcube.com.
Yeah, LUMECUBE.com. Also, we're on Amazon around the world, and we're distributed in 57 countries. If you go to our website, you'll probably find a store near you.
What about if people want to get straight to the source? Are you on Twitter or anything?
I am. You'll find me on Instagram. My name is at MindsEye11, MindSeye11.
Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.